A new coral species has been discovered in the Great Barrier Reef, the first discovery of its type in 30 years. The find was made by the non-profit research group, the Great Barrier Reef Legacy, during a 21-day expedition. Dean Miller is the Director of Science and Media at the Great Barrier Reef Legacy. The Wire's Henry Wilson caught up with him to discuss the new coral discovery.
Basically, what this is a new coral species, and a new coral species hasn't been found on the Great Barrier Reef for over 30 years. So in terms of new things to come out of this expedition, this is an absolute dream come true for our researchers.
And why do you think you haven't found the coral before?
One of the things is that the far north region is really hard to get to, and that's why this expedition was put together, to get the people who need to be underwater out there at the moment. It's expensive, it's very remote, and we certainly don't know everything about the Great Barrier Reef, and this just underpins that perfectly. When you put good people out there on the reef, new discoveries can be made, and we tend to learn a lot about the natural system, and that's exactly what's happened.
And do you think this is a new type of coral that might survive the increased CO2 levels in the ocean as the Earth warms up?
Look, this is not what we would call a super coral species, and those are the species that are able to make it through the heat stress events. We have, on this expedition, identified some super coral species. This is a new species of branching coral not ever found before, and it was at a particular site called the Legacy Super Site, which has more branching coral diversity than any other site ever discovered on the Great Barrier Reef. So, look, this is almost a natural biobank or a Garden of Eden with more coral species than ever found. And it's a bit of an anomaly, really, and the researchers are now trying to understand how it's even been able to exist. So we're very lucky to have found it. What needs to happen now is greater management and protection of this site, because it holds the key to being able to reseed the northern Great Barrier Reef. It is really a natural biobank.
And you were surveying bleached coral at the Great Barrier Reef. What does it look like up there right now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So our expedition really was to assess what's happened after the 2016 and 2017 bleaching events, and it very closely aligns with the aerial survey. So what we've found is that the inshore and mid-shelf reefs were quite hard hit by the bleaching, so there's quite a lot of mortality or coral death, a lot of stressed corals. And then as you get out to the outer reef sites with the clearer oceanic water, you get better coral quality health. But we also found outer reef sites that were very heavily impacted, and we found inner reef sites that were in very good condition. So, you know, we have now identified where the coral is good and bad. It's now up to the researchers to go back to their organisations and crunch the data on how and why, I guess, they've been able to make it through.
And do you expect to find other new corals as part of this research?
Well, not at this stage. We're now back from that 21-day expedition. We have at least one new coral species, perhaps even three. But I think what we need to do is really keep running these research expeditions. We need to keep put the experts back in the water. And look, we certainly don't know everything about the reef. I think the longer we're out there, the more effort we can put into expeditions like this, the more discoveries we'll find. And look, this is great hope for the Great Barrier Reef. I mean, a new species in 30 years is absolutely phenomenal, and we're very excited to be part of it.
Dean Miller, Director of Science and Media at the Great Barrier Reef Legacy, speaking to The Wire's Henry Wilson with that report.